Blog Talk Radio.
The arrow's dead. I couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
They're ghosts. They're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark. So you're all fretting about this city dying. I'm here on behalf of an organization that wants you to let it die.
This town started going to crap the moment you put on that hood. You brought madness into all our lives, and the monster you were inspired monsters.
I respect order, discipline. All you represent is anarchy.
You've certainly chosen an unusual hobby, Mr.
Even when we're out there, we are not out there together.
You both almost got killed tonight because you didn't have each other's back.
I don't know what's happening now, but it is not in my job description.
Pity!
When people go in the pit, they don't come out the same.
You can't be the Arrow. He died. So who are you?
You're about to find out.
Since when are you such a badass?
Since always.
All right, since always, as Felicity says, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. We are here for you, the fans. Yes, I'm a fan. I'm not a professional. You could tell. Let's see. We're going to be talking about season 4, episode 5 of Haunted, titled for this Arrow podcast. So welcome. We're live right now. Please call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We are so live. Yes, we're going to talk about the podcast. On the podcast, we're going to be talking about the episode and also other stuff that we've seen of Arrow and upcoming episodes as well. All right, from area code 239, who is this?
I met Constantine.
Oh, it was freaky.
It was a great episode. OMG, lots of craziness going on all over the place. Constantine
yes,
was insane.
Definitely.
Even in the flashbacks, Jesus, it was crazy. Sarah was
this
insane.
Was probably the
killing
only episode
people.
I was tuning in to the flashbacks.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the flashbacks was amazing. I want Constantine to come back and help Oliver kill Damian Dark.
Yeah, you
That's
know what's funny
be...
is when I was watching this episode, it had a certain weird, not weird, different tone, like the way it was photographed, the colors, even the music was kind of different. And I'm like, this, something's weird. And so I Googled the director. His name is John Badham. And he, of course, is this big-time director. And we've all seen, I'm sure we've seen one of his films. Here's a quick description of his movies. Saturday Night Fever, Blue Thunder, War Games, Short Circuit, Stakeout, Bird on a Wire. Those are one of the few that he is known for. So, yes, he has this stylistic way of filming, and I can't believe I caught that. I was watching it, and I'm like, wait a minute, this feels like a movie instead of a TV show, the way it's photographed. And one of my favorite movies from him is La Femme Nikita. So he did what was the name of it? It was the US version. Oh yeah, Point of No Return with Bridget Fonda. Okay, we have another caller from area code 609. Who is this?
It's P4 Spine. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man? Did you watch the episode Haunted?
Yeah, I watched it. And I only tuned in. Did I really watch it? No, I just fast-forwarded to the Constantine part, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, let's get the elephant, the big elephant in the room. Let's talk about Constantine. How freaking cool is that? If you guys were fans of his show on the NBC that got canceled, Constantine makes an appearance. You would notice every time Constantine was on frame, you could hear his own little theme song in the background, and that was just icing on the cake. I was just so excited. Matt from Florida, let's go to you. How tripped out were you on Constantine joining Arrow?
I was geeking out. He should freaking stay on Arrow and join Team Arrow. He just
Team
Arrow.
DC Legends of Tomorrow. Why can't he join that?
Yes. Freaking yes. He needs to join Legends of Tomorrow. But just come on. Be on Arrow.
He's great. He's so good.
Regular. He is so good. Matt Bryan is such a great Constantine. He does it so good. I mean, I didn't watch the show Constantine, but man, he is so good. I love that part when he goes, okay, I'll run the show. And then they go into Sarah's dream, into Nanda Parbat, and then she's about to kill Thea. And man, those parts were crazy. And then it almost looked like Constantine was fighting the ghost of Rod for a minute.
Right. All right, let's go you, Matt from Florida. How stoked were you? I'm sorry, not Matt from Florida, because you were talking. Francesco. your thoughts on John Constantine joining Arrow?
Well, let's just say I didn't see his show on NBC because it just looked too scary for me. But
really?
Yeah.
Or are you just joking?
No, I'm being serious. But the thing with me is that he was amazing, but it's just the Arrow is so cheesy. The whole show, I mean, it just I actually felt bad for the actor because like when they used him, like it was like really really quick scenes and quick lines. Like
he's like
hey. You know, I only have enough juice to bring three people there. And then all of a sudden, like, they're there, and all of a sudden they run off stage like it was like a play. I mean, it just felt like they cheesed this character up. But if CW was smart, what they would do is they would, you know, they would let him hang for the last, like, maybe four or five episodes of Supernatural, and then bring that audience and then make a Constantine show. This way that audience of Supernatural would move over to Constantine. You know, it just felt cheap. I felt sorry for that actor because they cheesed it up for him and I felt bad for him. Like even though everything he did was amazing. And by the way, I think they used the flashbacks a lot on Arrow because they don't have a lot of shit to go with. Sorry. For like the main part of everything, I am done with the flashbacks. Even though I don't watch the show, I'm just done with it.
Sounds like you're done with the show.
I am. I only watched it for Constantine. I just fast forwarded just for him, and he was awesome.
Yeah, well,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your opinion. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Well, I love your podcast. I mean, I don't want people to think like just because I'm dogging on it, don't listen to the podcast. But I mean, I love the podcast. But just the show, I feel like it's such a departure from the end of season one. Like it's really weird.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, let's bring Tommy back and let's just start from scratch.
I mean, seriously, and I'm the only one I believe. Is Diggle, and then the other guy that they just
mask. He is still wearing that mask, that half mask. Especially now that Halloween has passed by, there was a lot of kids with like the half mask and then with the band in the back.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, look, Diggle's mask. I would point at little kids as they're walking by.
Who's that new character that they have? he's supposed to be another superhero character. He helped Felicity with the phone.
Yes, Mr. Terrific himself.
Oh, he is so electrifying on screen.
He is so much what?
He's so electrifying. He's so good.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely, he works well with Felicity as they banter back and forth. All right, so let me read you the brief description of the show for those of you who have not seen it. Oliver discovers Sarah is alive when he investigates recent murders. Now, Oliver's reaction to that, well, do you think it was strong enough? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. How do you think his reaction was?
Well, I think
when Sarah's alive.
Well, I think it should have been strong enough because it's the one he loved. It is the one he loves, and come on, it's just Sarah, and Laurel and Thea did something they shouldn't have, and but man, that was just a crazy scene there, but I'm surprised Oliver didn't go like, Sarah, it can't be.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like he didn't have one-on-one time with her, did he?
No, especially after the whole restoration of her soul.
Yeah. Francesco, let's go to you. Your thoughts on Oliver's reaction when he found out Sarah was alive.
I think it was...
I'm sure it fell flat for you.
Well, I think it was appropriate. But I have to say, the scene where she's, you know, they go to that different realm, and she's, like, getting, like, manhandled by those things in the pit to release
her soul.
Yeah, that
was pretty creepy.
It looked like those – it looked so cheesy. It looked like those fingers from Beetlejuice when the shrimp come alive and they grab the people's face.
Really? I thought it was creepy. Matt, did you think it was creepy, those hands sticking out of the Lazarus pit?
Yeah, I did actually. For very,
yeah,
well,
it was
kind of
freaky. But for you, it looked cheesy, right?
Well, it looks like someone stuck on like witch hands, like stuck their arms.
Well,
like,
yeah,
so
I mean, they're fresh out of witches, you know, it's kind of hard.
This show's going down like a 747, like on fire here. Jeez.
All right, see, if you're listening to the podcast, we welcome everybody. The ones that don't and the ones that do. It makes great conversation. So join us. We're live right now on Arrow Talk. It is 914-338-1036. We are live for the next 20 minutes, so definitely call in. Let's see. Let's continue this discussion with Felicity's help. They determine that Sarah, who is still not herself, is looking for Thea and plans to kill her. Sarah attacks Thea, who manages to escape. Later, the team captures Sarah, and Oliver calls an old friend, John Constantine, to help restore Sarah's soul. All right, so when he just flips the phone and calls Constantine, you're like, where were you on season one, bro? No? Okay. All right, so then, let's see. Meanwhile, Dark gives Captain Lens a new task to install a computer virus in a security company. Diggle goes along and sees his brother's name among a list of individuals who's being deleted from the virus. Later, Felicity learns that Ray is still alive, and Diggle learns that his brother was killed because he was a drug cartel leader. All right, so do you think that's the end of the chapter with Diggle?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to hear more about the brother? What about you, Francesco?
You know, it's... How many seasons of Arrow do we have? Four?
Four now, yes.
And I understand if you lose... You know, I lost my parents, and I know what that feels like. But, I mean, every time someone mentions something, he's like, they killed my brother. Like, I mean, like, every time...
Right. Right, right.
I'm like, just...
Well, you know, the DC characters, look at Batman, you know, my parents died. That's why I'm the Batman.
Well, that's because it's Batman. I'll accept it. But it's just Diggle. I'm like, who are you? I'm like,
it's just Diggle. That's so bad.
I'm like, just get over it.
Let's see. What'd you say?
I was like, Diggle, just get over it, man. Just with the guy.
Yeah. So now switching over to how Felicity learns that Ray is still alive, it was kind of cool. I thought it was a great, unique way to reach out to Felicity. Let's go to you, Francesco. What'd you think of that scene when Ray makes contact? And I'm alive.
I'm really interested to see where he's at. That's exciting for me. I wonder if he's inside the cell phone.
Right, he's so micro, mini Adam that, he's gone into that level, that molecular level.
In the Justice League Unlimited cartoons, he was able to, like, go through the phone wire and travel to the other side, which is pretty cool.
Whoa, that is awesome. But maybe he's just testing it out. He's like, yo, I'm alive, let's chill.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Matt from Florida, your reaction when Ray makes contact with Felicity?
That was a bit of a big shock there, because in next week's episode, we do see the return of Ray from Earth, the Atom, but Damian Darhk holds him hostage.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, so let's continue this... description of the show. It says, in flashbacks, Conklin brings over Oliver to Ryder, who dismisses Oliver as a spy. Instead, he introduces them to a recent captive, John Constantine, who escapes and forces Oliver to help him locate a mystical object on the island. After John warns Oliver after Ryder's real plans and uses the object to cast a spell on Oliver for his protection. Now, that was kind of cool, those flashback scenes. I really enjoyed them. Let's go to you, Francesco. I know you didn't, but tell us why.
Well, I don't mind the flashback sequences if they have somebody else in them, but I feel like, where's it going? Like, I don't get it. Like, we already know, like, Oliver's been through so much in the present, and we know who he is. We don't have to see him in the flashback to the point where he starts killing people from the beginning of the show. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's counterproductive.
Right.
They should finish with the flashback.
And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't even look like a flashback because they have the same haircut.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they gave up on all that stuff. They're like, well, you know what?
They
whoever
just gave up on all the wigs and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was better when he was stuck on the damn island, like, in the beginning.
Right. Yeah, whatever happened to that 5 years? I'm like, no, you weren't. It was like half the time you were on that island.
5 years. I'm still doing flashbacks.
Well, it is year 4 for us. Do you think the flashbacks will end at year 5? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Or maybe not. Let's go to you, Francesco.
The end. Yeah.
Yeah, do you think they will end on year 5 after the 5 years?
I hope so. I mean, they really have to do something. Like, you know, when the Legends of Tomorrow starts, all these characters that are in the Arrow show are going to be going over to that, and they have to do something to keep it fresh. So hopefully they do something else, you know.
All right, cool. We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Kendall. And I agree with Francesco. Like, what the heck with the flashback? You know, I don't see the meaning of it anymore, because in the beginning it was cool.
No.
You know,
yeah.
We saw him stuck in there, and now it's like, what's going on now? What is the end, you know, what is the end game for that? You know, getting tired of it. I do think they might end in year 4, you know, year 5, you know, like, but at the same
time.
Yeah,
or maybe they might just carry it on throughout the end of the show. Are you okay with that? Let's say we go on for another 10 years.
No,
No 10-year flashback?
No, I mean, there's no way. You know, a lot of things happen for that long. You know what I mean? Like, at the same time, want to show us how he became who he is, you know, and the decision he made and to get to where he is, you know, where he came back and became, you know, the Arrow. And I don't know. I lost the point, you know, the vision of it.
And
right.
Why is he why is he running for mayor? Does he think he can make a change that way, or
yeah,
why is
the
he running?
People.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point they're grasping for straws. I mean, like, once he goes to try to be mayor, like,
but,
what's next?
Just so you know, Francesco, that even happens in the comic book, so it's not like they're just making that up.
No, I know, but I mean, like, for the on TV purposes, like, once he runs for mayor and doesn't or does get elected, I mean.
Right.
Where do we go from there? You get what I'm saying?
Well,
like, I don't.
He runs
like
from
mayor by day, vigilante by night.
Well,
oh,
he's running
God.
From mayor, I think, because he wants a lot of other people that is only intimidated. You know, all this bad villain comes and they buy the mayor out, or they threaten, they make them do what they want, but. When he becomes the mayor, he won't be easily intimidated or threatened. You know, he's the one who wants to protect the city. He will say no and fight off whoever is coming at him. So he feels like other people are not better to be candidates as mayor to control the city because they can be controlled or
right.
Protected.
Can I ask you a question? Is there...
Yeah.
Okay. Is there... Okay, in the first season... And in the second season, I thought that, you know, with the mother and with everybody else,
mm-hmm.
I thought, like, they really had a good supporting cast. I mean, I feel like everybody knows who Oliver really is, like, that he's the Arrow. But in The Flash...
Yeah, even the Detective Lentz.
But that's what
or
I'm saying.
Or Captain
like,
Lentz.
Well, even in The Flash, there's certain people that don't know that he's the Flash. You know what I mean? So I think that also helps, like... him
like
having to like lead like Patty Spivot.
He doesn't know about The Flash.
Well, no, like Patty Spivot, like I feel like if there's some like if he has to play like a certain part of like not telling people who he really is and he has to play like a different character, I think that helps out. Like in the first season, I like that like constant battle he had to do where he was playing someone when he was in front of his family. And then his true person when he was going out at night.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think
it lost some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bigger picture whenever he's running for the mayor because this is he's protecting the city. The whole city does not know who he is. And the people who do, they are on his team, you know, like, you know, the detective, you know, he knows who he is and he's fighting for the good. They're all fighting for the good. For people who do not know, they are the ones who are being protected. So it's not only for those three, you know, five people who know who he is. It's for the whole town. So
is anybody tired of, like, like Commissioner Lance or whatever the hell his name is? I mean, I feel like...
he's Captain!
Whatever, Captain Lance. I feel like his... Like I know the guy's English, but I feel like his accent is very, very.
Oh, you
annoying.
Know what? Shut up! Because me and my wife were having the same conversation. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, does it look like this guy has a lisp? And then Moy's like, yeah, it's very lispy. I'm like, it's this British guy that's trying to make an American accent, and instead it's coming off very lispy.
Well, he sounds like a 1950s or 40s like detective.
Right? Yeah.
Like that,
see.
Like
that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
like Humphrey Bogart. It sounds very clear.
Yeah.
Well, they all have to do something to perfect that English, you know. That
yeah,
American.
But you don't go to Cary Grant, you see?
Kind of like, who else plays an American? Who else is British and plays at the, you know, American accent?
Well, you got Nicole Kidman. She's Australian, and she plays an American
yeah.
accent.
Yeah,
and then
they all have to, like, talk in funny ways.
Harry Cavill.
Henry
he's
Cavill.
English, and he sounded American.
It's just very confusing with two different kind of you got Sarah Lance and then you got the other one. I mean, I don't know. There's so many different. I don't know. The show's kind of confusing to me sometimes.
Give it some time. You know, maybe on the fifth year, it might all make sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to open the floor to you guys. Obviously, you guys are now in control. Let's go to you, Chris. Anything, Arrow, that we have not touched on?
Was Constantine on this episode or in the next one? Because I haven't seen last night.
What?
I know.
It's in this one. Yeah, it's in this one.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm excited.
I hear the ratings went off the roof because he's in it.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder
if I'm going to keep up to that, you know.
Wait, on Arrow?
Yeah, on Arrow.
Huh.
Right. Yeah, the
where'd you read that?
High is the sign. No, not
where'd
American. Not movie pylon.
Not movie.
They were, I mean.
I love it how you already have an answer. You're like, no, it wasn't movie
pylon. I really wanted to call into the Flash because
All right, don't bring up old stuff. They got to go listen to the podcast over there. Francesco, anything Arrow?
Let's see, anything Arrow.
Haven't I said enough?
I mean, I hate to beat a dead horse, and when I mean dead horse,
that's what it sounds like.
But I don't believe Stephen Amell. I feel like he's like the worst actor.
Oh man, I think
he's
the anchor of the DCU.
No.
And Barry is the potential of it.
No. He was the anchor, but the Flash is the anchor, and he's the heart and the soul. And then the Supergirl is just the icing. I mean, I don't believe anything that he does. I don't believe anything that he says. I mean, everybody else, I feel like everybody else is making him a better actor because, like, they're just raising his ability when they're on screen. But otherwise, I mean, I think Chris Kandor can be Oliver Queen.
All right. And on that note, we are concluding our Arrow Talk podcast. I want to thank Matt from Florida, Francesco, and also Chris from Kandor for calling in. It was a lot of fun talking about Haunted, as now Sarah should be A-OK and ready to join the fight with Arrow. Join us next week on Arrow Talk on Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also on Twitter, Arrow Talk, all one word. Francesco, give us your shout-out, sir.
Just support the podcast on all the talks that Jesus does. He does a good job. He's dedicated. Please call in.
All right, sweet. Thank you. You know, right now, the two podcasts that
downloads?
Are the most popular are the Arrow and the Flash. And
really?
Slowly Supergirl's gaining momentum, but Arrow's up there. Like, it has really high numbers. Like, and we're talking, like, thousands. We're not, like, two or three. No, it's, like, thousands of downloads.
Wow.
Oh, nice,
yeah.
nice.
It's crazy, yeah. And like I said, I love everyone who downloads and subscribes. If you subscribe to the podcast, you are my friend. And if you don't, for some reason, you're not, okay? No, just kidding. Let's see, Chris from Kandor, give us your shout-out.
Hey, I'm glad.
Are you my friend, Chris?
I am very much a friend.
So you're a subscriber?
Oh, yeah. The downloader, too.
Awesome.
And, I'm glad I was able to call in, and, you know, even though I haven't watched it, you know, and I am, guess what,
Chris never watches it, and he calls in every week. So you can too.
Yeah, I am at the bar, okay? I got a bar to call in. So you can call in. It doesn't matter where you are. So
yeah.
I'm going to go back inside to my friends now and keep on drinking and call in people.
All right, great. Thank you, Chris. Thank you guys so much for calling in every week. Really appreciate it. And this concludes Arrow Talk. Talk to you guys next week.
I am the Arrow.
You have failed this podcast.